Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for High Velocity Radio.
Welcome to the High Velocity Radio Show, where we celebrate top performers producing better results in less time. Stone Payton, Lee Cantor here with you this afternoon. Lee, this is going to be a fantastic segment. We're going to get a chance to learn so much more about an organization that you and I have been enamored with for some time. We visited several of these places. We think the world of them. Now we're going to get a chance to dive in. Please join me in welcoming to the broadcast VP of Events at WeWork, Miss Carly Venuto. How are you?
Hi, thank you so much for having me today. I'm great.
Well, Carly, for the two people out there who aren't familiar with WeWork, can you share a little bit about the mission and service you guys provide?
Sure. So WeWork is the platform for creators. So we provide more than 100,000 members around the world with physical space, community, and services through both physical and digital offerings. We currently have more than 145 physical locations in 44 cities and 14 countries around the world. Our mission is to create a world where people work to make a life, not just a living.
What's the profile of a typical member?
Yeah, so it's really a wide variety. Our members are creators who run the gamut from entrepreneurs, freelancers, to startups, artists, small businesses, and divisions of large companies. They vary in sizes and in all industries.
Now, back in the day, if somebody wanted to, you know, kind of just get an office, they might get an executive suite somewhere, and then they'd, you know, it would be kind of a corporate-y environment. The environment in a WeWork is kind of the opposite of that, isn't it? Can you share a little bit about what goes on in a given WeWork?
Sure. So our space, I feel, they're beautiful, they're collaborative. The physical spaces range, and we have offices that go from one desk up to hundreds and thousands. We have shared kitchens, conference rooms, and then we have everything from yoga rooms and wellness rooms to relaxation rooms, and various different types of common areas.
And the services a member receives, it varies greatly as well, but they're pretty kind of cool, aren't they?
Yeah, so we have, you know, the typical services that you would imagine that range from, you know, printing and copying to, you know, interesting services like healthcare membership and cloud hosting, gym memberships, and even culture services. So we have events. We do a ton of events around the world, and you can attend any of our events that we have.
And inside any given WeWork, isn't there somebody whose job it is to create community and collaboration?
Yeah, and that's really what makes our spaces unique. You know, it's the people who fill our spaces who are hustling every day, but it's also our team members who come every day, and it's their job, you know, ensure that the building is, you know, running and there's paper in the machines, but they're also there to make connections and to make sure that you have everything that you need as a member to kind of focus on doing what you love. And they will introduce you to whoever you need to meet. They will help you find something if you need to find it. They're really a full service community manager.
And sometimes they help make sure the kegerator is working properly.
Yes. They make sure that the kegs are full, that the tea is stocked, and the coffee machines are always brewing.
That's right. That's 24/7.
Yes.
Now, at WeWork, you guys have started the Creator Awards. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. We're really excited about this. The Creator Awards are new. They're a new global initiative to recognize and reward creators. It's a live experience that unites cities, experts, partners, all in one space, as well as an opportunity to win a financial award. So currently we have a few semi-final events that are taking place, one of them in 2 weeks in Detroit, and then we'll have our global finale in New York City at the end of this year in November.
Now, was this only open to WeWork members?
No, this is open to WeWork members and anybody else who wants to apply.
And is it too late to apply? You said you're on the semifinal, so is that ship sailed?
Well, today is the last day, so everyone has until midnight tonight to apply. And it's really easy. It only takes a few minutes. It's a 12 to 15 question application, and then it's a quick 90-second video that you upload.
And then what is some of the questions on the application?
Sure. So they really range from, you know, what is your name? It's fairly easy. It's what is your name? What is your business name? Easy questions like that. And then we have a few harder questions that ask, you know, what benchmarks would you be able to hit if awarded a grant? How do you engage with your community? There's a couple questions like that, so we can get a sense of what your mission is with your idea or with your business.
And then is the winner selected like from popularity, or you have a panel of judges? How does that work?
So we take all of the applications and we have a panel of judges who go through all of them. And they have a judging criteria that they match up against. And we come out with finalists. And then we invite our finalists from, and there's three categories, incubate, launch, and scale, mm-hmm. that you self-select yourself to be in. So we will notify next week all of the finalists. We will invite them to come and pitch live the day before our event in front of judges. So it's sort of a two-step judging process, one internally to become a finalist, and then you'll come and you'll pitch in front of the judges, and then we'll find out on stage the next day who's the winner.
Oh, and then are there winners in each of the different parts of the country?
Yeah, so each live event will have winners from each category, launch, scale, and incubate, and then they will all move on to the global finale in November.
And then at that finale, it'll be the same format, or is it a little different? They have to also have like a talent, you know, they have to juggle or do something like that in the finals?
They will be pitching live in November. They will be pitching live in front of a different panel of judges. And it's going to be a little bit different, but somewhat similar.
Are they going to have to answer like questions live?
Yeah. So they'll all have a few minutes to pitch in front of their judges, and then the judges will ask them a few questions. And then the judges will have their criteria, and they will rate each of the finalists to see who will, you know, win for the global finale.
Now, since you're the VP of events, was this your brainchild?
This was actually something that our CEO has wanted to do for a long time. So we've been talking about this. Together with a couple teams internally, we've been, you know, really working diligently to get this off the ground, and I feel really passionate about this project. But it was really important that we did this year to our CEO. Like we've always talked about it. We said maybe we're not ready, and finally he said we're never going to feel like we're ready. We need to just do it. I want to give back. I want to put our money where our mouth is, and we say hustle harder and do what you love and create your life's work. And this was really a way for us to, you know, walk the walk, not just talk the talk.
Now, in addition to some financial awards, is there a cool trophy?
There is a cool trophy, yes. So you get to proudly display it in your home, in your office, you know, anywhere you want.
Now, you mentioned that one of the areas in the country this will take place is Detroit. Why'd you pick Detroit as opposed to some of the other larger cities in that part of the country?
So, the Creator Awards, we recognize that great ideas and great work is happening everywhere and in all industries. But and we believe in helping people to make a life, not just a living, and we believe in the city of Detroit. We opened our first location there in February in partnership with Bedrock. And we actually just opened our second one this month. Detroit's city motto speaks of hope and rising up, and we believe that action is required of all of us and that we're better when we work together. And we just felt like Detroit embodied everything that, you know, everything that we stand for with this program. Detroit really has been living it.
Now, I think one of the cool things about WeWork is it's not like some of the other kind of startup-y co-working spaces where it's technology heavy. You guys have a real variety of entrepreneurs inside your centers, isn't that right?
Yeah. And I think the most essential part is that it's not about, our offices. It's really about the people that work there. You know, we're all about community, and community is the most important to us. And I think that's why, you walk through our buildings and everyone has a smiling face, because the focus is on the people and not on the space.
Now, have you been with WeWork long?
I have. I've been with WeWork about 4.5 years.
Oh, so wow, you're like a almost original person there, huh?
Yeah.
But it's like the coolest job on the planet. I got to know. This is Stone talking. How does one get to be in the position that you're in? It just sounds like a really cool job.
I have to tell you that I wake up every day so excited to come to work, and I'm so grateful to work for a company like WeWork, and so grateful to be doing, you know, events and providing an amazing experiences to people day after day. When I started, we were about 40 people, and there was only enough events for me to be half my time at events, and the other half kind of assisting our co-founder. And I said, you know what? I'm not the best assistant, but I'm going to do it because I want to be part of the team, and I'll do anything to make this company successful. And here we are 4.5 years later, and you know, the Creator Awards and giving back to these communities is an opportunity that is once in a lifetime.
Now, can you share maybe a story maybe you've seen personally in one of the centers, or you've heard about, of a company that started out at WeWork and then has grown over the years into a more substantial company?
Yeah. So the first thing that comes to mind is a friend's company called Jack Pocket. So Jack Pocket started with about 3 people in WeWork. They're a mobile lottery app. And if he ever hears this, here's a quick plug for him. But they have grown, and Pete now has over 50 employees. And it really, he, like other companies, have drawn resources from within the community, whether it be full-time employees, part-time employees, freelancers. He's also, I know he's utilized, graphic designers in the past that have worked within the WeWork network, and printing companies, and app developers. So I think that, he, like other people, have seen, the power of what the community can do. And we're also supporters of him, right? I'm his biggest fan, and so are a lot of other people here, because we've seen him kind of go through the struggle and hustle of what it takes to really, build a company.
Now, and that's another cool part about being a member of WeWork is that you're not only a part of your center's community, you're part of the whole entire WeWork community, right? You're plugged into the whole WeWork network once you join, and you can search out and say, hey, I'm looking for a graphic designer, I'm looking for an app programmer, and somebody out there will know somebody or be that somebody.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be in the building that you're in, or the city that you're in, or even the state that you're in. If you're looking for somebody in another state, or even if you're looking to expand into another country, you have that network right there, ready to support you.
And that must be so rewarding to be able to see those connections being made outside of just even the given centers, where I'm sure they become buddies after a while in that local center, but they could be doing business all over the world now because of WeWork.
Yeah, you can. You can. And it's so powerful to be able to make the world feel so small, because you have, a community of people supporting you and being your biggest champions from all over the world.
Now, for you personally to have seen this growth, it must be kind of hard to imagine that's even possible, the level of growth that you guys have done in the last 4.5 years.
It's really exciting. We always, we're a mission-driven company. And the only way that we can change the world is to move quickly. So we're constantly trying to do our best and to hustle and grow. And we're just getting started. So the amount of growth that we've had the last 4 years has been incredible, but I don't think any of us really feel like we've done enough yet. Like we still want to keep moving.
You want to hustle harder, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, these awards, it's an amazing thing that you're doing to honor some of these people that are out there battling every day, because it is a battle. I mean, these people are doing the actual work inside the centers, and they're all taking shots, and they're risking, you know, some of their own money and their time and resources on doing this. So for you to honor them in this way is very important, and we appreciate you guys doing that.
Thank you. Yeah, it's really, you know, we're highlighting the people who are making a difference in their communities who are not normally recognized. You know, the people who are making, you know, small dents to large dents, with big ideas to big companies, small ideas to small companies. You know, it's time that we start recognizing those people. And I'm proud that WeWork is kind of championing this.
Well, we'd like to support you guys as well. And we would love, once you guys start having finalists and start having winners, that we'd be happy to profile them here on this show.
Amazing. That would be fantastic. Thank you so much.
Now, if somebody wanted to join or still apply, you said they can still do it. What's the website?
Yeah. So it's creatorawards.wework.com. That has all the information about the Creator Awards, and you can also apply from there.
Well, Carly, this is Stone talking. It has been an absolute pleasure having you on the show this afternoon. Before we wrap, I want to leave you with a personal experience of mine. We travel a little bit, do conference trade show work, set up in different cities for a couple of days, and interview business people. Before you had a WeWork in Atlanta, we just dropped in Boston, and South Station, I want to say. And they treated us like we had already been members. They hooked us up. We did some work there. Then I think we were in Chicago a few weeks later. Mm-hmm. We had our credentials or whatever. And they were just getting going there. And I mean, you're just immediately part of the family. And then you still didn't have one in Atlanta yet. And then we became like the virtual member for a while. And I get the email every day from that expanded community Lee was talking about. And I get to contribute and participate in those conversations. And like Lee said, I've had an opportunity to source specific talent that we've needed in communications and marketing. So, yeah, for whatever that personal experience is worth, I think you guys rock.
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to hear that. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Well, one more time, let's make sure our listeners know how to get in touch with you, have a conversation with you or someone on your team. So coordinates, phone number, website, whatever is appropriate.
Yes. Creatorawards.wework.com.
Fantastic. Well, thank you again so much. The idea and offer is quite sincere. I think, you know, it's something we ought to talk about offline, but let's interview some of these winners and let's have a conversation with Carly or whomever, because as we expand the network, we're going to want to talk about our studio partners maybe being able to be housed initially in some of these places. So we got stuff we can talk about off air, but this has been a real pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Until next time, this is Stone Payton for Lee Cantor. Our guest today, Carly Venuto, VP of Events at WeWork, and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you in the fast lane.